Good evening, everyone. And I'm getting started a couple minutes late, but we'll go a couple minutes over. Anyway, it's good to be here tonight, and I hope everybody's doing good. Seems like on Wednesday nights we get a lot of our rain, and but glad we've gotten some rain tonight, and hope everybody's been doing good. Everybody doing good tonight? Good, good, good. Good deal, good deal. I want to thank those that are watching on Facebook tonight and those that will be tuning in. I found out on Sunday morning that we had two people on lawnmowers listening to the service. And my mechanic, David Robinson, he said he was cutting his grass and he said he had his AirPods in his ears. And listen to the whole message from singing to the invitation. And that was inspiring. That was encouraging to me. And, of course, Brother Larry Bennett stayed out, had some things he had to wrap up, and he was back Sunday night, as you know. But he said he was on his zero turn listening to the message. And so it's amazing. It's amazing. You just never know who's listening. And all the, like I said, Sunday morning, the different avenues we have, the web page, audibly, Facebook, visually, and, of course, our little mini radio station. If anybody tunes into that, we have that. But I recently started an Instagram page, and, of course, some of you, I'm not sure, but some may know and may not know, but I started an Instagram page, and that's just for, that's my little side page for all my little, my hobbies. I like to, I got a good collection going on of autographed baseball cards and things like that. And, you know, it's kind of like having your, going through all the hard work of creating a garden and wanting to show it off to somebody. That's how I feel about my collection, my baseball stuff. But anyway, saying that, I'm going to try to get our live stream on Instagram as well. And so, more the merrier, right? And so, maybe we can broaden the audience a little bit. But anyway, so good to be here tonight. And the kids are halfway through their first week of school, at least those in Cobb County. And Lily's doing good with hers. And Miss Tammy, how's everybody doing with theirs? Doing good so far. Doing good so far. Well, that's good. I know that those out in Ackworth started on today, I believe it was, the Martins and their kids. So excited for them. All right, let's jump right into things tonight. Let's remember Brother Don and Sister Carla. They're up north. Is Brother Don, he's officiating a wedding, is that right? What state is that in?
Ohio.
Ohio, okay. So he's doing that. What day is that on? Was that?
It's going to be tomorrow at 5:00.
Okay. Okay, all right. Well, let's remember Brother Don on that. And rehearsal today. Tomorrow's the wedding. I believe it's somebody in the Rice family. So former missionaries. And so I know that's a special time, but we'll pray for them on that. And pray, Lord, get them back safely. I believe they're going to be back Sunday night with us. We're going to try to. And let's remember Miss Marianne Sanvey. I spoke with her yesterday. And she goes to the doctor on Friday. And so hoping to get a good report that she can come back to church on Sunday. And so we're waiting to hear from that. And let's remember Miss Claudia Darby. She gave me a call, and we talked. Of course, we talk about it every other day, it seems like, which is fine. But she went back to the doctor, and they said there's nothing they can do for her lung issue. And they said that all they can do is just basically make her comfortable with what she has. And but they did mention sending her to the University of Alabama if insurance and all of that pans out. So we're praying for Miss Claudia tonight. For sure. So let's remember her. Reached out to Brother Steve Harper, and Miss Ruby seems to be doing better. She's in the Blue Tower, room 546. That was as of yesterday. I believe all the hospitals are on high alert right now because of COVID. So he said he spoke to her. But just pray for her. That'll be sufficient, that God will continue to touch her. And let's remember Richard Martin. I spoke with him last week, and he said he was coming Sunday, be here this past Sunday. We didn't see him, but continue to remember him and his wife Deborah in your prayers. Gerald Carroll, Miss C.C. Prestridge, Randy and Diane Ely. Let's remember our children's home, Bobby and Nancy McClendon, and her daughter Kelly, and grandson Tanner. Michael and Shauna Bendy, they made it to Alabama safely. And again, we thank those who helped out to, I believe with Brother Brian and a group of our young people helped out getting them all loaded up. And so let's remember them in prayer as they get comfortable over there and attempt to make it back here on Sundays. And so we pray they can, but if not, we pray that they can get plugged in somewhere close to home where they can get fed spiritually. All right, we'll remember them, and let's continue to remember Miss Tracy Reese, let's see, Harold Dolph, Leonard and Dolores Palmer, James and Shirley Townsend, the Daleys, the Ashworths, Rusty and Chris Watkins, Randy and Janet Janet Bailey, Claudia Darby, we mentioned her, Barbara Anderson, Jenny Clanton, Melissa Slagle, James Tolan Brown, Peyton Cochran, Kevin Brook. I believe Kevin will be going back to college next week. And let's remember all of our shut-ins. Anyone have an update, a prayer, praise? Brenda Ross. Who is? Okay, who is? Okay. Now, what's the story with them? Are they members here? You talking about the lady? They go back and forth to Alabama.
Yeah. They go back, yeah.
Okay. Because honestly, I really didn't know exactly who they were. And I stay on a pretty good connection with who our people are. Brenda Rawls. Okay. I know who they are, but it's just, I don't see them every Sunday. And so, when's she having surgery again? All right. Okay. We'll pray for them. Anybody else? Sure will. Anyone else? All right, let's remember our young people tonight and our teachers. Let's remember this coming up Lord's Day. We have a special insert in the service on Sunday morning. I'm not going to let you know what it is because I fully don't know all the details about it. But it's just going to be a little 5-minute thing, is what Brother Brian said. And so we talked about it. And that's Sunday morning, so looking forward to that. And then Sunday night, at the conclusion of the service, we have Vernon and Jeanette Peppers coming back to be with us. They're in charge. Their ministry is over fairs and festivals. They hand out gospel tracts and show the plan of salvation. Anyway, Brother Peppers has been wanting to come by on a Sunday service at the tail end of one just to share what they do and set up a table and all. And so I invited Brother Peppers to come back, and we'll give him about 10 minutes. And so at the end of the message, he'll come in and or he'll come up and mention their ministry. So a couple special inserts for this coming up Sunday. So looking forward to doing that. All right. Y'all sure y'all doing okay tonight? Hey, it's a real Wednesday, isn't it? And some have jobs. Some are out in the world doing things that they have to do to make things flow. And it's a real world. It's a real Wednesday, and it's a real warfare. And so, but you're at the right place tonight, and I'm excited about the lesson. And so, all right, all that would, let's come for a time of prayer together. And I'll lead us down front tonight, of course, like we normally do. An audible prayer tonight. I told Miss Claudia we'd call her name out in prayer. She's pretty shook up about what the doctor told her. And we'll call out these others. Dear Lord, we come to you tonight in Jesus' name. And Father, we're asking you, God, just to clear our heads tonight and give me a clear head and a calm heart. Father, I pray tonight that you'll be with Miss Claudia. We lift her up to you. Lord, she's troubled over what the doctor told her. Any of us tonight, if the doctor said there's nothing else they can do, we'd be concerned as well. And we're the body of Christ. Some are the hands, some are the feet. So if Miss Claudia is troubled, we ought to be troubled. If she's anxious, we ought to be anxious because it's our body. And so, Lord, we lift her up to you, and we pray that your will would be done, that you would make connections, and that medicine would be provided. Whatever means needs to be provided will be provided from you so that she can feel better. And we pray for Miss Ruby Harper. You'll continually touch her, have your hand upon her. And, Lord, I pray that you'll continually make her well and better. And God, we know she'll praise you for it. Be with Brother Steve and the whole entire family. And Lord, tonight we pray for Miss Marianne Samby that you would give her a good doctor's report on Friday. We miss seeing her in church, and I pray that you would touch her in a mighty way. And Lord, for Ronnie and Matt, Miss Glenda shared her heart tonight, Lord. I know that you can tell there's some heaviness there, so we lift up this situation to you, and we pray that you would intervene and work and do things that only you can do, dear Lord. And God, we do pray for Miss Brenda as she gets ready for her surgery on Friday, that you'd touch her and touch her where her problem is, and that you'd guide the hands of the doctors. And Father, I pray that you'll just correct this problem, and Lord, so that she can come back to church as she's been coming recently. But come back, Lord, feeling good and living every day feeling good. All these requests we lift up to you tonight. Be with Brother Don Rich and Miss Carla as they're away. Be with our teachers downstairs. Be with everyone on the prayer list from start to finish. Lord, the Martins, Richard Martin, Deborah Martin, be with them. Lord, bring him back to church and his wife, God. We just pray that you'll continually work in our church. Help us go the extra mile. Lord, help us to not look back, but take the plow in our hand and keep moving forward. Pray for our young people. We pray, Lord, for this coming up Lord's Day, that you'll touch our guest that has just a small part of the service, touch our missionaries that has a small part on Sunday night. And, Lord, we'll be careful to praise you and thank you for everything. In Jesus' name we pray, with thanksgiving in our hearts. Amen.
I'm going to play a couple of songs on the harmonica tonight. One is When the Storm Passes Over, and the other is Haven of Rest, and all the prayer requests and all that have mentioned, we all need that. We need to have a place to get some relief. And
amen.
So you're familiar with the song, so if you want to sing along, you can do that too if you know the words.
Brother Jeff, appreciate that. Man of many talents over there. And appreciate him. There was another announcement I wanted to make. Mark your calendars for, or it'll be in the bulletin, this week, August the 28th. That'll be the last Sunday in August. I mentioned it probably about a month ago. That morning I'll be preaching homecoming over at Floyd Road. Brother Keith had asked me. And Brother Craig Edwards will be preaching here from Brother Craig we had here from Jubilee. And then I got him back on Sunday night because I want to hear him. And so, but Brother Craig and I were talking, and he's already felt impressed on what to preach on that night. And I told him I would advertise to try to get the word out there. That night, August the 28th, Sunday night at 5, he's going to be preaching on depression. We're going to be talking about depression. And I think it's a topic that needs to be shared. I think it's a topic that a lot of Baptists shy away from sharing, because if you mention it and you talk about depression or even use yourself for an example, then it shows, or at least you feel like you're weak in faith. And faith has nothing to do with it all, it's a real thing, it's a real problem, and especially since the pandemic, so many people are taking their lives. And so many are living just in a state of depression and don't know how to get out of it. So I thank Brother Craig for that, and I'm looking forward to it. So invite family and friends for the whole day. That'll be good. All right, Psalm 100 tonight. The book of Psalms. Psalm 100. Wherever we want to be for a few moments. Psalm 100. I'm going to bow for a word of prayer, and then we're going to read from verse number 1. Lord, we come one more time in your name, and we pray tonight that you'll give us clear thoughts, liberty to speak. And God, I pray if there's someone here tonight within the church or watching on Facebook, Lord, that is struggling, God, I pray tonight that they'll be strengthened. Let us all be challenged by your word and be better Christians by the end of the service tonight. We love you and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Psalm 100, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. That's reading the entire psalm, Psalm 100, 5 verses. I know typically this psalm is read around Thanksgiving time, but it ought not to be only during Thanksgiving time. This psalm could be read every day, year-round, because it's a psalm about Thanksgiving. I do want you to notice, your Bible may or may not have this phrase, this inscription, but underneath Psalm 100, it says, a psalm of praise, a psalm of praise. And so the writer here is merely mentioning things that come from a heart of thanksgiving. It's an overflow of a heart that is grateful. The psalmist mentions some things from a thankful heart. Tonight, with that said, I just want to share some things with you a little, just for a few moments, a little while on this subject. Traits of the thankful. Traits of the thankful. And so these are just some traits that I want to share with you tonight. As the psalmist is speaking from his heart, and there are certain characteristics and things that are flowing from his heart that are traits from a thankful person in a thankful heart. Traits of the thankful. Number one tonight, there's the word declaration. Declaration. And that's in verse number one. Notice what he says. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. And the words make a joyful noise here, that phrase, it means a glad shout. It means to shout in triumph. Kind of an illustration I'll give you. Kind of talking about like the glad shout from the subjects that give praise, or the subjects that give a shout when they see their king, as in kingdoms. The people would see their king and they would rejoice and they would give a shout. Sometimes when the president visits, people give their shouts because they're seeing the president. Well, he tells us here, make a joyful noise, make a shout unto the Lord, all ye lands. All ye lands, or the whole earth. And so it's a shout, as in a shout of one that is triumphant, or one who has seen his king as in kingdoms. Or even it's a battle cry when a battle has been won. he says, make a joyful shout. Another word, he says, make a joyful noise here. The word shout, and listen, it can be a shout. It can be just words expressed as you adore the Lord and worship. It could be many things. Let me say this. Hebrews 13:15 says, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Tonight, there's two different ways that we can give thanks to the Lord, give praise. There's two different ways that we can actually make this joyful noise. Now, number one, it's done with our lips, and we just mentioned that. He talks about making this joyful noise, this joyful shout that's as one who has seen their king as in kingdoms. Now, and so we're to make this joyful noise, this joyful shout, and it's done with our lips, but it's also done with our lives. It's done with our lives. You say, how can you make a joyful noise with your life? Well, turn, if you would, to 1 Peter chapter number 2. It isn't heard audibly, it's seen visually. And 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse number 9. So we're to praise him with our lips, but also we can praise him with our lives. 1 Peter chapter number 2 in verse number 9, the Bible says, but ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. How about that? So tonight we can actually show his praises with our lives. We can shout his praises, but we can show his praises. We shout his praises with our lips, but then we show his praises with our lives. Now, if you look down in verse number 30, you say, how do you show his praises with our lives? How do you do that? Well, that word, I want to have you look down at verse 13 in just a moment, but in verse number 9, back up with me, read. I want you to look at a word, the word praises here. He says that ye should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. When you look the word praises up, it's the same word for virtue or virtues. And has to do with conduct, has to do with character. And down in verse number 13, Peter is giving the continued thought about being obedient to masters and such. He says in verse 13, submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme or unto governors as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that do well. He goes on, he talks about in verse 17, honor all men. Verse 18 talks about servants and so forth and so on. And so how do we show forth the praises of him that's called us out of darkness into light? We do that by virtues. We do that by certain characteristics, such as being submissive. The Bible says in verse 13, submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake. And so by submission, by obeying the law, by doing what God says, this is showing forth praises of him who's called us from darkness unto light. And so what a blessing that is, to know that we can praise the Lord not only with our lips, but we can praise the Lord tonight with our lives. And we're commanded to do so. All right, back in Psalm 100, we see the word declaration. And keep in mind tonight, we're talking about traits of the thankful. And a thankful person tonight will definitely praise the Lord. Will definitely, some way, somehow, whether it's with the lips or whether it's with the life or both, we'll make a joyful noise. We'll show unto the world the praises of Him that's called us from darkness unto light. And so there's the word declaration. Now, number two, we see the word invitation. Invitation. And that's verse number two. He says, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Now, another trait of the thankful is one who serves the Lord with gladness. This invitation to serve is not one of a funeral service, but rather of a marriage feast. When we truly meditate and think about God's goodness to us, then we start to our servitude is motivated, and it's motivated by thankfulness. If we're thankful tonight, if we're grateful tonight, then we'll serve the Lord with gladness. We won't come in here like we're coming to a funeral. We won't go to work like we're, you know, on our last leg. Of course, we know that things happen in the world, and we know that we're bothered and bombarded with things, and there's trouble on every side, and there's struggles, there's real life problems. But still, at the end of the day and at the first of the morning, we ought to serve the Lord with gladness. The word gladness just simply means pleasure. Serve the Lord with pleasure. Romans, don't turn there, but Romans 12 and verse number 11 tells us to be fervent in spirit. Fervent, to be hot in spirit. Does that mean that we're going to be skip to my doo-dah every day, hopping and skipping and singing how wonderful Jesus is and how great life is? Well, Jesus is wonderful and great, but you're not going to see me skipping every day. I might trip and break a leg. But so what does that mean, being glad and gladness and pleasure? It just means being thankful. It means being grateful. It just means waking up every day, and anything you do, anything that our hand finds to do, do it heartedly, as unto the Lord, as the Scriptures say. And so we're to be fervent in spirit. We're to be vibrant. We're not to, whenever church rolls around, again, act like we're coming to a funeral. We're here to serve a risen Lord, not a dead Savior. And so there's an invitation, and this is a trait of the thankful, that a thankful person will be fervent in spirit. A thankful person will serve with gladness, and it won't be a drudgery to serve the Lord. And so we see that here. Now, there's a song, childhood song, and, you know, some folks look like they're coming to a funeral when they're coming to church. If you're happy and you're no, and you know it, and your face is here to show it, you know, whatever the rest of it is, clap your hands if you're happy and you know it, and your face is here to show it, stomp your feet. That's an old one, isn't it? Well, I think sometimes if we're happy and we know it and our face is sure to show it, then we need to notify our face. We need to let our face know, and I'm talking about me. If I love Jesus, if he's died for me, if he's made provisions for me, he's taken me to heaven when I die, and I'm over here squabbling over this little bitty problem, and I'm mad and I'm upset, and I'm, you know, my attitude is stinking, and I'm around others. Well, if I have all of this goodness in my heart, my love for Jesus, I need to let my face know about it and just brighten up a little bit. What's that salad dressing? The Newman's Lighten Up is one of the labels, Lighten Up. And so tonight there's an invitation here. He says, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. All right. Number three, in verse three. Again, traits of the thankful. There's the word perception. He says in verse three, know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Talked a little bit Sunday morning about that shepherd and us being the sheep And we're going to continue that just for a few moments on this third point. But it has to do with perception. He says, "Know ye that the Lord, He is God." And so the psalmist here is adjusting our perception on who God is and His relationship to us. He says, "Know ye that the Lord, He is God." He's making a statement here. He's saying, just know, He is God. He's not a God, He is the God. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. The Lord is God tonight. He's making a statement. Muhammad's not God. Confucius is not God. Buddha's not God. All of those men, you'll find their bones in the tomb or in a grave, but Jesus is not there. He's risen. And He's seated at the right hand of the Father in heaven. So He says, know ye that the Lord, He is God. And the Bible goes on and it talks about He is our Creator. We ought to know that. He says, it is He that hath made us. And then He talks about He's our provider. He says, it is He that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. So He tells us that a thankful person, a trait of a thankful person, is one who perceives God the right way. When life gets difficult, know ye. When life gets challenging, know ye. When life gets unbearable, know ye. Know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us. When our bodies begin to break down, know that He created your body. When there's things going on within our minds and our hearts, know ye, it's He is the Lord. And it's Him, He, that has created us. Anything about us, the best person to go to is the one who created. And the Creator is the Lord God Almighty. And so when there's another kind of need, not only a physical need, something's going on within the body, or there's a financial need, or there's just some material need, there's some kind of need, something going on where you need provision, know ye tonight, know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us, Creator, and not we ourselves. We are His sheep, we are His people, and the sheep of His pasture. If we're a sheep tonight, He's going to take care of the sheep. We just got to have the faith to follow the shepherd, to be with the shepherd, to stay near the shepherd and allow Him to provide us at the right times. And so a trait of the thankful is one who has the right kind of perception. In the psalmist here, he says that. He says, know ye that the Lord, He is God. It is He that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. And so he understands that. He's thankful for God creating him. He's thankful for the Lord taking care of him. And so he is laying out the right kind of perspective. Now, number four, not only that, but we see the word in verse four, the word motivation. The word motivation. He says in verse number four, enter into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. There's the word motivation. You mean, what do you say, motivation? Well, he says, enter into His gates with thanksgiving. In other words, let thanksgiving be your motivation of entering in the gates. Let thankfulness be our motivation in worship. He says, enter into His gates with thanksgiving. In all our public service, the rendering of thanks must abound. Let us maintain a thankful and grateful spirit. Now the question is, how or what are we entering in with at church? Or how are we entering in? He says, enter into His gates with thanksgiving. How do we enter in on Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night? You know, how do we enter in our homes after a long day's work? Surely I know, hey, listen, we're agitated, we're frustrated. Sometimes we're happy and sometimes we're excited. who knows sometimes what we are. But he says when we enter in to his gates, let us do so with a heart that's motivated by thanksgiving, being grateful. And when we do that, it doesn't matter what goes on out here, our attitude is changed. And I think we all know tonight that attitudes affect an atmosphere. And I like what Paul tells Philemon in the book of Philemon. He says that the bowels of the saints are refreshed by thee. And so Philemon, he was one who refreshed the saints. He had a refreshing spirit. He knew the words to say. No doubt Philemon had bad days like everybody else, but when he was around people, he had the tendency of putting his stuff on the back burner, and because he wanted to be a refreshing Christian. And I know that when I enter in around here 3 days a week plus, that I want to enter in with a thankful heart. I want to enter in with thanksgiving. I want to enter in with the right kind of attitude so that I can be a blessing. I know that you want to do the same thing. So there's the word motivation. He tells us to enter in to his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Let me mention one more. We're going to be through early tonight. There's the word inspiration. Inspiration. He says, for the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. You say, where do you get inspiration? Well, basically the psalmist sums up the Lord's character here and gives us reasons for praise. He says, for the Lord is good. The Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. He says, let that be your inspiration of praise, that he is good. Psalm 103, verse 5 says, there's a phrase in there, it says, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things. Psalm 84, 11 says, no good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. James 1, 17 says, every good and perfect gift is from above. And so I think we all tonight can sit back and say that God is good. That's one word that we can all say about the Lord, that the Lord is good. And again, our last point is the word inspiration. Let us be inspired by his goodness. Now, he is good, but then his mercy is everlasting, meaning lasting forever. This is unchangeable. God will always be merciful to us. His mercy is everlasting. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that inspiring? Doesn't that get you going, knowing that, well, you dropped the ball yesterday, you dropped the ball today, you may drop it tomorrow, but God will continue to be merciful to you and me because we're his people. Inspiration. Then he says, his truth endureth to all generations. That's inspiring as well. The Lord doesn't make a promise, then forget, nor does he forget what he promises. Just to play on words. He doesn't make a promise, then forgets about it, nor does he forget what he promises. He's unchangeable, and his word is indestructible. It will always continue on. We can be inspired tonight that his truth endureth to all generations. And I heard a story one time where a plane crashed, and the plane had crashed to the side of a mountain. It seems like you hear a lot of those stories, especially when there's a lot of dense fog and planes are flying, more so these little personal planes. And this personal plane, it was going through some dense fog and didn't know, but a mountain was right in front of it, and it hit that mountain, and it burst into flames. And the whole thing burned up and it was charred. I mean, ashes. But the news reporter gave a report on it. And guess what? The only thing was left behind that was not burned and did not even smell like smoke. The Bible. True story. I'm not pulling your leg. Like my grandpa used to say. I'm not pulling your leg. True story. The plane crashed and burned. Unfortunately, the people did too. But there was a Bible on board, and it was left there. Did not burn, did not even smell like smoke. And this testified of how God's word is indestructible and it's eternal. It's unchanging. It's never going to go away. It will always be there. And the truth of it will always abide. His promises will never fail. So tonight, there's the word inspiration. And that's a trait of a person who's thankful, is that they're inspired by God's goodness. They're motivated. They operate out of knowing how good God is and how that God and his mercy is everlasting. They fail. They fall. They get back up again at the mercy of God. And to know that his truth is always pursuing and always marching on, that very much so encourages and inspires a person. Traits of the thankful. Again, the word inspiration, motivation, there's the word declaration, invitation, and perception. I believe every word ends with a T-I-O-N. So I try to make it flow pretty good. That's the lesson tonight. Father, we love you. We thank you for who you are, Lord, and for what you do. Lord, no doubt you are good. No doubt you are the Lord. And Lord, we're your people, the sheep of your pasture. And Lord, as we deliver the lesson tonight, I pray that something was said that was a help, that was a blessing. If nothing else, Lord, maybe we learned a couple things and how we ought to be and how we ought to conduct ourselves. We love you tonight and we thank you for who you are and for what you do. Keep us safe, Lord, as we go our separate ways. Prepare all of us to enter in on Sunday with a thankful heart. And Lord, we are excited about the two inserts for Sunday, adding to our services. Lord, let us all just be prayerful about what you would have us to do on that day. Help us tell somebody about Jesus between now and then and invite someone to church. We love you tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Anybody have anything they want to say or add or subtract? Well, we normally don't get through this early, but we'll let you through. We'll let you leave a little bit early, and so all right. Well, if that's all we have, then you're dismissed.